Being a community partner of the Denver Broncos has been a truly exceptional experience, and Mitch and I are honored to give the Denver Broncos Football Club our Community Leadership Award.
So, Joe, would you please come forward and accept the award?
What did that mean to be able to accept that on behalf of the Broncos?
Well, Mitch Morrissey and his wife Maggie said it best. You know, it's been a great partnership. We've been with the Rose Andam Center since 2014, and for us to be able to receive that award tonight, you know, on behalf of Mr. Bolin, it's always a pleasure when that happens. And this is a great night and a great event. Really, really well done. A lot of money raised for the Rose Andam Center, so really proud to be a part of it, Phil.
It's certainly been tremendous to see them serve thousands of domestic violence victims and their families.
It was mentioned up there that this is sort of a sensitive topic. How important is it for the Broncos to be really involved in this, especially given the current climate in the entire country?
Well, you know, this particular issue addressing domestic violence goes back a ways with the league, and Roger Goodell, I think, as commissioner, has done a good job of getting the league to address it in many different forums and venues. And for us, this was a natural tie-in, and you know, we're really pleased that we're able to have a partnership with this group. I mean, Rose Andam, the center, for people to be able to receive so many different services under one roof is really something special, and it's very nice that we're able to be a part of it.
The only thing I would say is to Rose Andam, you know, at the Broncos, we're not perfect, but we'll try and do the best we can all the time, and we're very proud to associate our name with your name. Thank you, everybody.
Special night for the entire city of Denver. Away from tonight, the new league year starts next week. Excited about the start of free agency?
Yeah, I am. There's a lot of activity, even now, you know, with trades going on and whatnot. They can't all be official until next Wednesday, but of course the unofficial tampering season starts on Sunday night or Monday, I forget which.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, but there'll be a lot of activity, and I know John Elway and the staff are excited, working very hard to make sure that we improve our team. It's just one step to do that, but there'll be some activity, and I'm looking forward to it. It's always exciting.